Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And we've been doing this show for about 10 or 12 or maybe more years. And it all has to do basically with water. Water is the basis of life. We are 85% water. Human beings, the cells of the body are bathed, and the organs are bathed in a fluid, interstitial fluid, which is really water. Folks, listen carefully, because we have people, but this is a show that we book on for Blog, B-L-O-G, Blog Talk Radio. So we've been doing this program on Fridays for a number of years. And we have an abbreviated show today only because I have a very, very heavy schedule. So the number to call in for more information, whoever wants to listen to the show, call 347-324-3595. That's to listen to the show. In order to reach me directly, I'm going to give you my cell phone number, but please do not call that number until this coming Monday. This is Friday, so don't call on the weekend. Call 863-509-9059. Please feel free to call anytime on Monday after 12 noon. Folks, listen to this. Creation, you know what creation is, okay? Creation occurred millions of years ago. There were beaches, palm trees, beige-colored and blue-green water with white foam and blue skies. And in the interest of today's program, we're going to fast forward a few billion years from the beginning, from creation. And we're walking along a sandy beach. Or we're walking along, let's say, a roadway that's right next to Miami Beach, which to me still outranks all the beaches in the world. And I've been to many of them. Beach in Miami is magnificent. The air is crisp. The sand is silky smooth. However, back around the turn of the century, some fellow got fed up with horseback riding and invented the internal combustion engine and put wheels on it. And all you had to do was step on the gas pedal and you can go for miles. The main problem was, as more of these engines began pouring off their exhaust into the surrounding air, people started getting lung cancer, throat cancer, and that beautiful blue sky that's still there is loaded down with carcinogens, cancer-causing. And today there's hardly a family that has not experienced some form of cancer. I remember when I was a kid growing up that there was hardly any talk about cancer at all. I remember some cousin got some form of cancer in the leg. And I was listening to my mom talking on the phone, and it was like something unheard of, the term cancer. So now, I'm sure that most of us see people jogging along the highways or bike riding, and especially on bright, warm days, these paths. There are many, many exercise paths that go alongside highways and so forth and so on. And all that emission, all that exhaust from the cars and trucks and buses and even from planes and trains, all of that goes into our atmosphere. Folks, if you really want to be as healthy as me, and by the way, I'm healthier than anyone I know. I'm also older than anyone. So I'm not older than everyone I know, but I'm older than everyone in my social group. And I'm also healthier. And I'm older and I'm healthier. And I don't take any prescription medication at all. And the time has come, if you really want to be as healthy as I am, if you really want to enjoy life, and enjoy, and also longevity is increasing. People are living longer, sicker. Time has come to restart your life, folks. When I was a kid growing up in America, you hardly ever heard about someone or some relative getting cancer, as I said before. So I'm going to tell you how to do what I said before, restart your life, restart the life of your loved ones. But first, I need to tell you about a bit about my favorite person, me. I'm the proud holder of 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force. Oh, I almost forgot. I formerly practiced medicine in Miami Beach and Nassau, the Bahamas, for 23 years. My offices were called La Playa Health Resort, located at Seacoast Towers. And I went to all those schools because I didn't want to go to work. Okay, I'm only kidding. I went to all those schools because I wanted to know more, and I wanted to know my better direction. I actually grew up in my daddy's old-time drugstore. My dad was teaching me the metric system, and let me tell you, in those days, it wasn't like pour the stuff from one big bottle to another or to a smaller one. Many of the docs back then were writing formulas, and I was learning compounding when I was 10 years old. Those were the days, my friends. Remember that song? Those were the days, my friends, I thought they'd never end. Anyhow, to top it off, one of my dad's brothers was a gynecologist, and my aunt also, around the corner from the drugstore. And I started hanging around their office. And my uncle started me off by handing me a broom and said, sweep out the waiting room. Okay, folks, enough longevity. I first heard the term acid-base balance in my high school chemistry class, called the acid-base balance. Your body has to be balanced between acid and base. The word base is synonymous with alkaline or acid-alkaline balance. If this balance is maintained, then the immune system will function. Water is the basis of life, as we all know. And as I said before, we're 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in interstitial fluid, which is water. There are many health benefits. The above is most important. Bear in mind that many incredible advances in overall healthy longevity is actually the end result of the acid-base balance. The unit, you need to be able to find out. Let me tell you what happened to me. Probably 25 or 30 years ago, I was in Tokyo for a 3-day medical convention, only because it was a 3-day weekend convention. And I wanted to see what Tokyo looked like, because years ago when I was in the Air Force, I remember that half of Tokyo still hadn't even been rebuilt then. Now it's a fantastic, incredible city. But the thing is this, that a gentleman came up to me and held up a Japanese newspaper, and it was all in Japanese, everything. But the front page, there was a picture of me. And I said, oh, my God, to this fellow. I said, how can that be? And anyhow, who are you, and so forth. And he said that he was Hiromi Shinya. So I said, Hiromi Shinya? You're Dr. Shinya? The fellow who invented colonoscopy? Oh, my God. So that's how I met Shinya. We became fast friends. He took me to his office, and he showed me what he was doing with people with his colonoscopy and so forth and so on. And also that one of his greatest things was to tell me all about the ionization of water molecules, which actually makes the water pure. You can take it through this little machine that he had, and it was and it produced water called hexagonal Kangen water, which carries a high negative oxidation reduction potential, making it the strongest potent antioxidant, and it neutralizes free radicals on contact. So, folks, Kangen water is my only water source. I don't drink sodas, Pepsi. And by the way, let me just tell you something real quick, because we're doing an abbreviated show today only because of timing. I have too much going on. So I just want to tell you that fractures, especially women, are getting hip and knee fractures more than ever before. And the thing is that when people drink the dark colored sodas like Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, and so forth and so on, what that does, it actually increases takes away from the ionization of water. And the thing is that the dark colored sodas rob the bones of minerals. So the dark-colored sodas like Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, and robs the bones of the mineral content. Basically, as far as I attribute a lot of my continuing good health and high response and energy. I have tremendous energy every single day of my life. And Kangen water, Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, is my only water source. And by the way, I don't drink sodas, Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, all that stuff. I do not drink sodas, period, at all. I stopped drinking sodas way back when I met Dr. Shinya, and he explained all this to me when I'm talking to you now. So, folks, we'll do a longer show next Friday. Just tune in. Let me just tell you also about, before I leave, I got to tell you about Kangen, I'm sorry, Dasani water is banned in the UK, but it's not banned here in America. And Dasani water contains alarming levels of cancer-causing chemicals. That's why it's banned in England. So moving right along, folks, let me just tell you a little bit more. And I gave you that. Let me tell you what's happening now with the pandemic update. Doctors, now, just so you'll know, prescribing doctors, medical doctors, when they write prescriptions, they have to match the patient's metabolism. There's four types of metabolism. So in order to match the patient's metabolic type, there has to be a certain simple little test. It's called a PGX test. P as in Peter, G George, X Javier. Remember Javier Cucat? You probably don't. Anyhow, PGX testing is the only test that's available to determine what type of metabolism we have. And then what kind of prescription people are taking, it has to match your metabolism. By the way, folks, over 46% of the population over the age of 55 in America have cancer-causing substances, increasing the cause of cancer as we go along. So, folks, we're going to be signing off today. Let me just, I'll tell you next week about a lot more about fracking, which that's why you need to stay away from commercially any bottled water. The only water that you can drink if you really want to be healthy is Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N. The number to call, when you call my number, 863-509-9059, don't ask anybody, just leave your name and number, and you'll get a call back within 6 days. Okay? In the end of 6 days, if you don't get a call back, please feel free to call again. Otherwise, don't call back before the 6 days. We just have so many people calling in. And on that note, I'd like to say, stay healthy, listen to what we're telling you, and you'll be able to get the most out of life as I do. Okay? And I can, by the way, folks, I'm older than anybody I know. Believe it or not, I am, okay? So, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I could dance all night long. How do you like that? Of course, it depends upon the type of music. I love Latin music, and it all depends upon the girl. I mean, if she's really homely and ugly, I'm not going to dance. If it's somebody else, I could dance all night long. I can also play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the game, and I can do it. I've got the energy. So with all that being said, adios. To all my friends that are listening today in the back home in Miami, I happen to be broadcasting from New Jersey today. And all I'd like to say is in Spanish, in fin de semana, we're going to be saying that you're going to feel better, get more out of life by listening to what we're talking about. So we'll be talking to you next week, folks. So enjoy everything. Enjoy every day, every minute. Be careful with your prescriptions. Don't stop taking, and you learn more about this from myself, don't stop taking your prescriptions. You need to talk to your own doctor, and we'll be sending you information that you can bring back to your own doctor. And on that note, folks, adios, y'all. And we'll be talking soon.